Well, we're here at the Iowa Farm Bureau Economic Summit in Ames this week. We're talking with Jeff Plege, who is president of Northwest Financial Corporation, a banking company and based in Northwest Iowa. And Jeff, also, vice chairman of American Bankers right now?
Yes, actually going to become chairman-elect this fall and then chairman in 2013.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on that. Let's talk about this current situation, of course, out there with the drought and the impact that's going to have on the ag economy. And as somebody mentioned here this morning, this is really, you know, the first major drought we've had, obviously, where we've had crop insurance into play. So how much is this going to mitigate what's going on out there?
Well, it is interesting. I've been in the lending, ag lending business for 33 years, and I think about the programs we have today compared to what we had 20 years ago, and it's just an entirely different situation. Now, you know, everybody's financial situation is also different, so we have a spectrum of people that don't carry any insurance, and they have a balance sheet to manage that, may not like the results, but obviously can still manage it, to those that have to take it just because of maybe a growing operation and so forth. But with today's crop insurance option and the revenue protection, the spring and fall pricing options, it really is a pretty good mitigator for a lot of people. Obviously, the wild card in that is the actual yield, but also, you know, those that have been proactive on forward contracting, and maybe they thought they had 60% of their crop sold, and now they find out that it's 90% or 100%. The crop insurance will come into play, but they still have those obligations on the contracts as well.
So, an individual, you know, again, depending on the coverage that they have, I mean, what percentage of that crop can an individual expect to have covered by crop insurance? What kind of range might we be looking at?
I think the lowest you can take was 65% of your average yield and up as high as 85%. So most of the folks that I talk to seem to be more in the 80% range on coverage. So it's whatever the farm yield or if it's a county average yield, depending on what program they picked. You take that average yield times the multiplier of 80%, and that is the percentage that's covered, and then that's multiplied by a price, obviously, which is still yet to be determined in October. But so it's a real program. It's a real price protection process. And I think, nobody likes to see their crop. I mean, there isn't a farmer in the country that wouldn't prefer to harvest a good crop as opposed to crop insurance or other protections. But it really does put some level of protection out there that we have not seen before during these kind of cycles.
And, of course, the folks are going to really hurt through this as the livestock people.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, as one of my customers told me, there's just nothing good that comes out of $7 corn. When you look at the industry as a whole, it's fun to sell it once, or $8 corn as it is today. But, you look at the impact on the livestock industry, you look at the impact on the ethanol industry, and then just worldwide food supplies. It just is something that is going to be disruptive for quite some time. And so the livestock folks, probably have the biggest challenge out there right now. And, as my recommendation was, it's a good time to sit down and do a kind of a mid-year update with your lender and really get a good feel of where you're at and anticipate needs going into the fall and into next year, earlier this year rather than later.
Yeah, that was my next question was, what's your advice to farmers now at this point as far as working with their lender?
Yeah, it's all about liquidity and making sure that you've got the cash resources and the line of credit resources to manage through this process. And some of it may be just the timing of grain sales, tax planning, so forth, the typical side of the equation. What you don't want to do is you don't want that surprise as a producer that you're coming up short on the cash flow or coming up short on the line of credit. And, and you're busy in the year end kind of, so it's the time to do that is now. And that way you can plan ahead both tax-wise as well as cash flow-wise, marketing-wise, insurance proceeds, all those kind of things. Livestock, obviously, has different avenues to it. But communication is just key in these kind of environments. As I mentioned before, stress is stress. And people, even if you have insurance coverage, it's not fun to watch all this going on. And so staying in touch with the primary partners in your operation is just a good thing to do right now.
So while this drought sure has implications for a lot of different aspects of agriculture, the ethanol industry, livestock, food prices possibly going forward? I mean, we're not talking about an agricultural crisis here.
No, I do get calls on that, mostly driven by land prices. And, of course, up in northwest Iowa, we're in the epicenter of high land prices. But, people thinking, well, we're right around the next farm crisis. And, we just are seeing such strong ag balance sheets right now. Profits have been extremely good. Interest rates are extremely low. Commodity prices and even most cases the livestock prices are high. And so, the real key to any good farm environment is revenues. And there will be people that won't have the kind of year this year that they wish they would have had. There will be people that maybe bought land that maybe second guess that now, but it's not operational ending kind of decisions. It's just bumps in the road. And so it's important to keep such a perspective around this and understand that we don't know what the weather patterns are going to be going forward, but we also know that we can buy insurance and do those kind of protections next year as well.
And, of course, with the new farm bill being debated and pondered in Washington, it just really emphasizes the importance of that strong safety net and crop insurance being part of that.
Right, and it's I was in Chicago last week for a meeting, and, watching the nightly news in Chicago, not in rural Iowa, and it is a national story now, and it's going to continue to be a national story. So even all of that will be interesting to see play out in the Farm Bill discussions, just the environment we're in compared to when those discussions started months ago.